Hey everyone, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. So I'm Dill, and my show called Sometimes, and it's every Tuesday at 10 p.m. And I used to have different genres last year with my partner, and this year I was just doing random stuff. I was using it kind of like a diary. And again, I started doing genres. And last week's genre was about strangers. Because, like, I'm just giving a quick summary. If you just started listening, I just basically talked about how we feel more comfortable with people we don't know. Because, like, we are kind of, maybe, because I'm not sure, we might be bored of the people we know, or we might be ashamed, or it's just more attractive to have unknown. So yeah, basically those are the things that I talked about. And this week I was thinking about completely different till I came here, like till today. But today so I am in this program. Okay, let me tell you the genre first. Sorry, I'm kind of distracted right now. So the genre is empathy this week, because I am doing this program with school, with Bonnie. She's an amazing person. She's a professor. She's not teaching this semester, but so she's working with Northampton County Prison. And so she's doing different programs each night, and tonight is I'm enrolled in all of them, like book club and art therapy on Wednesdays and art therapy on Thursdays. I started as a person who was interested in art therapy, and now I want to go for book club as well, just because the more I am there, it's better. And like, this was the first time that so we're working outside and inside, and this was the first time I actually went inside the jail. And it was so interesting. Like, I am glad I'm doing this program. And we started reading this book. Like, so basically we read it in our free time, and in the club we discuss about it. And the name of the book is The Empathy Exam. And we were just talking about it, and we were like, oh, let's talk about what the title means. And it was so interesting how people were looking at it from different perspectives, that I feel like empathy is a really important topic that we need to talk about, and you should be aware of. Because like, I also realized that I often mix empathy and sympathy and pity. Because like, I feel like I was only looking at from the side giving empathy, but when someone mentioned about, oh, how about receiving empathy? How do we receive it? How do we look at it? And most of the people in the room were like, oh, I don't see it as empathy. I see it as pity. Like, someone is pitying me. That's why I'm doing this. And I was like, oh, really? Like, I also kind of feel the same way. I feel like it is pitying, or it is just trying to be understanding but not really caring. So I never receive it as empathy. I don't feel like I have ever seen someone in my life who was doing empathy with me, but maybe they were doing it and I just didn't realize it. So it was just so interesting to see how there was a like really thin line between empathy and pity and sympathy as well. So like, I was like, oh cool, like I want to talk about it today. Because also recently I am kind of sick of Lafayette. So like, this is a Lafayette College Radio. I am a student in Lafayette. I'm a sophomore, and I am kind of young to be sick of Lafayette, because I have two more years to go. But it's just like in a couple weeks ago, so I'm TAing for this class, and we had this project that people were supposed to do a wearable art, and one of the students, I'm not gonna give it a name, so did this project where like she went to a minority group and she asked them to write their struggles on this plaster chains that she designed. And so people wrote about their struggles, and in the class she wanted the class, because like most of the students are basic white, like, not, okay, I didn't mean to say basic, but, like, white American students that are not considered as minority. So, like, she asked them to wear those chains and group, like, circle. And I saw this one of the participants was, and then she asked everyone to read what it was writing on their chain outline. And as soon as one of the participants read what it was written, like, this person was really uncomfortable. He made a really weird face and he wanted to take those off. And the things that he read about was about sexism and racism. And it was so funny because, like, before her, he was presenting and he made this mask and was talking about how vulnerable, like, how it's easier that we are, how hurtable we are in the inside, but in the outside we have this playful side and everything, so we have these problems going on in our lives. So he was saying that this mask was presenting him and he had issues inside, but he was seeming happy outside. And I was like so surprised because racism and sexism are really huge topics and you're getting uncomfortable about it when you see them in as chains in your hands, but you are talking about having issues and real issues are in front of you that and you're not even looking at them and you're getting annoyed by it and getting uncomfortable. So I was like, oh, like, I was suddenly, I don't like this place. Like it's just not that. Like, there are a couple other stuff. Like, for example, they took us to this theater show. Not Broadway show, I'm sorry. I'm tired. The school took, like, a couple people who were able to sign up really fast. And we went to Book of Mormon. And, of course, they don't know the topic. Like, so, like, they didn't buy the tickets purposely. But when we went there, it was one of the racist things I have ever seen in my life. And it was so funny because, like, when I looked at the auditorium, like, there were, like, only two black people I could spot. And when we left the show, there were two white American girls next to me. And they were, like, standing up and, like they were, like, clapping it. Like, they were like, oh, this was amazing. And I'm like, are you blind? Are you, do you have issues with hearing? Like, didn't you just hear how racist was that? But she was like, oh, like, it was great. I don't see it as a racist. And I was like, okay, cool. So then I was like, oh, maybe I'm wrong. And I went online and I read every possible article and every possible review that was written about this. And most of them says that it's racist. So I just need some time away from people who are close-minded and seeing things from one perspective and so privileged, because, like, life is not that easy. Like, there are real problems and real issues going on, and, like, I'm just getting more sick of Lafayette, and I probably, like, this is not gonna happen because, like, it's just, like, messing my plans about, like, graduating and everything. But I'm seriously thinking about taking a semester off. So, like, I could maybe, like, go to a program for self-discovery or be away from here and, like, experience something else. Because I don't think that, like, straight 4 years of Lafayette is going to be helpful to me. I'm not, there are other people who are amazing. Like, I love the arts program. I love the many students I met here, like, in my friend group. There are so many diverse and beautiful people. But it doesn't change the fact that it's mostly, like, white people-based school. Like, I know it's upsetting, and, like, most of the students are like that, and, like, in most of the colleges in US, so, like, there's nothing we can change about it. But it's just, like, I was thinking, like, maybe it would be better if I take a semester off. And I was talking this with this freshman. She took a gap year and she went to Nepal. And, like, she was saying that it was one of her best experiences. And also I'm thinking about maybe going to Nepal for a semester or Indonesia. But, of course, like, there's a, like, scholarship program for this. I'm thinking about applying, but I don't know if I'm going to get it. And it's just, like, in general, I don't know if I should take a gap year now, I should take a gap year when I'm a senior, or I shouldn't take a gap year, because it's not just that, but, like, I have to worry about visa as well, because my visa is still, like, I'll like, graduate, but if I take a semester off, I have to, like, work with the visa again, like, I have to renew it, and right now it's not the best time to make changes about my visa and stuff, so I know there are many stuff I have to consider. Also, like, I'm thinking about writing a thesis, so I don't know how is that gonna work. Like, also, I'm definitely studying abroad in the spring, so I don't know if I take a semester off, it would affect my study abroad or no. So, like, these are all the things that I'm considering about right now, so I don't know. But, like, moving back to the empathy part. So, I think I'm just gonna play a song right now. Let's see, what do I want to play? Since we're talking about empathy, since I'm talking about empathy, I think I want to play Lean On Me. I think it was like Lean On Me When You're Not Strong, something like that. Because, like, I think it's really important to know that when you're confused and when you are having struggles, that you have someone there that understands you, or at least tries to understand you. So here's Lean On Me by Bill Withers, and enjoy, everyone.
Help you carry on for
Hey guys, I'm back. So that was Lean On Me. And so yeah, also if you want to give me a call, the station number is 610-330-5316. I'm repeating, it's 610-330-5316. So back to the topic of empathy. So also in the prison today, we were talking about, like, there was this one of, like, one of the women was saying how she is incapable of feeling empathic to other people. Like, for example, if someone comes up to her and says, oh, I have these issues, but, like, she would be like, oh, cool, I feel sorry for you. But she is like, oh, but I would still wonder, oh, what's for lunch? Like, she wouldn't care, like, oh, like, how should I, what should I do? How should I make her feel better? And, like, she said that, does this make me narcissistic? And I don't think that it does. I feel like I tried to explain it to her, too. What I personally see empathy as, like, yes, you should, like, putting yourself into somebody else's shoes. But I think to be able to do that, like, first, you should have similar depth of feelings. Like, I'm not saying you should have deep feelings, but, like, for example, if I'm a person, when I my cat dies, if I'm like, oh, I don't care, then if somebody else comes up to me and says, oh, my cat died, when I put myself to their situation, I would be like, oh, I wouldn't care, so you don't care. Like, but like, we both are people who would cry after our cat dies, then it was easier for us to put each other, like, ourselves to each other's positions and understand that person. So, like, first thing is, like, maybe she was not on the same level of feelings with the same that person, so that's why, like, she doesn't care, which is totally fine. Like, it's picking friends, you know, like, you cannot be friends with everyone. Like, some people are more closer to your way of, like, having fun, your way of talking, so you just become closer with them. Versus there are some people, even though they might be the nicest person on earth, you would never become friends with them. So it's like that. It's just about clicking. So I feel like empathy is the same. If you don't click with someone on the same level, then you're not going to be able to do empathy with them. Also, the other thing is, I think you might be willing to put yourself the other person's place, but you may just not be able to. For example, if my car never got stolen, I may not be understand you when your car gets stolen. I may try to think like, oh, like, yeah, that sucks, but not even car. For example, some, like, your car is gets stolen, and like, if my keys got stolen, maybe I would be like, oh, like, I kind of know what that feeling is like, so I can be more empathetic to you. But by the way, I probably am so bad at pronouncing the word empathy, empathetic, and other versions, so just ignore me on that part. But moving on, so what I'm saying is that, like, I may not be able to put myself into your shoes if I don't have anything similar, but if I do, it's easier for me. So, like, you know, there are different levels, so that's why she might not be able to do empathy with other people. Also, like, when we were talking about this, our, like, supervisor Bonnie also got involved in the topic, and she was like, oh, also, there is this thing called loving kindness, and I took note of it to search about it, so I didn't search about it yet, but she was saying that loving kindness is something that people are trying to learn and taking classes about it, and, like, there are theories about it and, like, teachings, and basically, like, trying to, like, she's then, like, she told us to try to send love to someone that really we really don't want to, like, for example, like, for me, I tried to send love to one of my supervisors in the library, and even when I think about sending love to him, I'm like, oh, I want to murder that person. Like, I don't like that person at all. But, like, you know, like, it's trying to love the person and understand the person, even though you necessarily love them. And, like, during that part, it was so sad because, like, yeah, I tried to send love to my supervisor, but there was someone who was trying to send love to their father. And, like, how much can you hate your father or dislike him to be able to, like, I don't know, like, it was so touching and upsetting because, like, everyone was, like, joking around about, like, people they dislike. Some people send love to Trump and some people send love to, like, Trump supporters and their supervisors as well. But there were, like, really emotional stuff. Like I said, like, someone sent love to their kid's father. And, like, still I was okay with it because, like, when you get divorced, when a relationship ends, sometimes, like, they're not ending in good terms, but it was so upsetting to see that someone was hating their father that much. Like, so yeah, moving on, let's not talk about this. So I want to play Yesterday by the Beatles. Yes. So I don't know how much does this go with the empathy theme, but it's just like I was like, oh yeah, it talks about, like, what were the couple lyrics? Let me search it just to make sure. Yesterday all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. So, like, it's talking about, again, having problems, troubles. So I think it relates. Yeah, I'm okay with it. So here is Yesterday by the Beatles. Enjoy, everyone.
Paul McCartney of Liverpool. Opportunity knocks. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said, something wrong now, I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Hey guys, I'm back. So that was Yesterday. Moving on. Also, if you have any song suggestions, do not hesitate to Facebook message me, email me, whatever. And again, you can call the station. And so, what else I want to talk about? It was just so interesting that I want to, like, keep talking about today and how the prison went. So, like, because, like, also, like, there was this another thing, like it was just so full of emotions and meanings that I'm not able to find enough of it. That, like I want to go back there every day, like, you know. So anyway, so one of the women was, so when we paired with, like, inside and outside people, like, as students are the outside people and inmates are the inside people, and we paired up with them. And so, like, we were discussing about the title, like, empathy exam, and one of the women was saying that, you don't know why we are inside. Like, we could have even chopped a person, and you're still coming here and trying to do empathy with us. And, like, also, like, we don't know, like, yeah, we know that you're a Lafayette student, but we don't know anything about you. So, like, and we're still trusting you. So that was also something, wow. Like, so, like, it's trust is something really, like, she was saying that we are trying to trust you. She didn't say we are trusting you. And it's so interesting to see that how we are so easy to give our trust to people we call our friends around us. But at the same time, like, they're the strangers that are sharing really emotional and deep stuff with us, and we are sharing the same stuff with them, and we are still not sure to trust them. But we don't have anything to lose, you know? Like, so. So, anyways, moving on. Let's see what else I got. I think I want to play something in Turkish this time. So I am gonna play Unutamadım Adını by Anıl Durmuş. Unutamadım Adını means I couldn't forget your name. And I am gonna talk about the song after I play the song. So, and I hope you guys will enjoy it. Here we go. Unutamadım Adını, which means I couldn't forget your name.
Çok bekledim ama senin suçun yok. Sarmadım ona buna, unutamadım adını. Bulamadım çare, yüreğim pare pare, sonumu bilmiyorum. Çok bekledim ama senin suçun yok. Sarmadım ona buna, unutamadım adını. Bulamadım çare, yüreğim pare pare, sonumu bilmiyorum. Aşkımdan da kaçamadım, savaştım başaramadım. Gideceksen, gideceksen, niye girdin gönlüme be kadın? Aşkımdan da kaçamadım, savaştım başaramadım. Gideceksen, gideceksen, niye girdin gönlüme be kadın?
Aşkımdan da kaçamadım, savaştım aşkından da kaçamadım. Savaştım, başaramadım. Yiteceksen, gideceksen, niye girdin gönlüme be kadın? Aşkından da kaçamadım. Savaştım, başaramadım. Yiteceksen, gideceksen, niye girdin gönlüme be kadın?
Hey guys, I'm back. So that was I Couldn't Forget Your Name by Anıl Durmuş, which means Unutamadım Adını. So I played this song because also during the... I just wanted to play this song no matter what this week because like I was on like, you know, on Instagram there's this live thing and my friend was doing a live... Yeah, he was, so, like, you know, you can post live videos, and he was, like, doing a live video, and he was playing the song, and, like, he played a couple of other songs. I wrote them down, too. I'm gonna play a couple more, too. So, I just really missed my friend. Like, he's a really good friend of mine, and also, like, I remembered I didn't listen to this song since, like, a really long time, so it was nice to hear them again. And so also I played this because like okay, this is the last thing I'm gonna say about my prison experience today. So basically we just so like at the beginning they asked us to say thank you to someone that we couldn't say thank you and why. And in this part like it was all predictable answers which I didn't like. And it was like, oh, like, I thank my grandfather, I thank my father. Like, I'm talking about, like, student answers, like, so, and I decided to thank my ex-boyfriend for teaching me how to grow up. And also, I just wanted to bring the topic of how I think we should be able to thank people for teaching us not the good things, but also bad things, or, like, we shouldn't feel like have hate or envy for anyone who hurt us in different ways or we hurt them in different ways because like it's just like life is too short to feel sad or mad. And like I don't have anything against my ex-boyfriend, like we broke up in okay terms and everything. It's just like I said it in a nice way because, like, really, like, actually, we kind of broke up in bad terms, so I never was able to thank him about, like, letting me grow and teaching me how to grow because those were the ages that I was growing up the most, and he was there for me, and I was there for him. So, like, it was an actual thank you, not in a way that, oh, like, he was a person that I hate, but I'm trying to forgive him. No, nothing like that. But I'm just saying in general, because there were other couple comments that, like, I was happy about. Like, there was this girl, she also thanked someone, like, she left in bad terms, and she kind of hated that person. But at the same time, from that hatred, like, she learned a lot. So I just wanted to bring the topic to that point. So moving on, I am going back to another song, and I am gonna play Hope There's Someone by Anthony and Johnson's. So this was a suggestion, so we'll see how that will turn out. Enjoy, everyone.
Hope there's someone who'll take care of me when I die. Will I go? Hope there's someone who'll set my heart free, nice to hold when I'm tired. There's a ghost on the horizon. lose my head. Oh, I'm scared of the middle place between life and nowhere. I don't want to be the one left in there, left in there. There's a man on the horizon. He said, go to bed. If I fall to his feet tonight, will he love, rest my head? So it's hoping I will not drown or paralyze in life. And God said, I don't want to go to the seas, watershed. Hope this song will take care of me when I die. Will I go?
Hey guys, I'm back. Sorry about that. So I was talking with someone that I'm back. So perfect. What else? Let's talk about empathy more. Also, I'm trying to think about the times that I was doing empathy with people, and I'm like, oh, like I know that I'm a really understanding person and I try really hard to put myself into other people's positions, but I couldn't remember a solid time that I was like, oh yeah, I was doing empathy perfectly. I was like, I got like, no, there's no such time. And I'm a psychology student, which makes me really sad that I don't have a story about making, like doing empathy with someone perfectly and remembering it. So I don't know. So I hope in the future there will be one though. And also I think I want to play the other Turkish song that I was talking about, which is, oh, I played this one many times before though, so I don't know if I should. Let me see what else I want to play. Oh, okay. So, okay, let's look at the spoken words. So if you are listening to me for the first time, I usually play spoken words as well. Like Sarah Kay and Phil Kay are one of my favorite spoken word poets. And no, they are not related at all, or they're not married or anything. But moving on, I think I want to play a Sarah Kay poem. Let's see which one. I played that one before. I played that one before too. Cool. Let's see. I'm sorry about this. I was I am always saying myself that I'm gonna plan the show before I come here, but usually something else comes up. Like, for example, I was back on campus by 8, and till 10 p.m. I was just in the library talking with people really loudly and distracting others. So I'm sorry about that if you were in the library and if you witnessed that. I think I played Brother too. Oh, okay. I want to play Versed Poetry by Sarah Kay. It's again, it's just like when you play all of these, like, it's so hard to find that you didn't play before. So she's just amazing. This is a really good poem. Unfortunately, it's not related to what I was talking about, but I should have put more time and energy on this to find something related, so I'm apologizing about it, and I hope you guys will enjoy it. Here we go. Versed Poetry by Sarah Kay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Page Meets Stage proudly welcomes to the Bowery Poetry Club, Sarah Kay.
This is an old poem, but I'm kind of in the mood for it, so I hope you are too. Without question, you are the worst thing that ever happened to my poetry. I'm serious. I've heard about writer's block, but this is ridiculous. My poetic fluidity has dried up faster than a woman hitting menopause, to the point where this dry spell's got me praying for some sort of inspirational discharge to leak from the folds of gray matter in my brain and shit, see what I mean? I've been thinking for far too long with my heart instead of my head, and I think people may be starting to notice. And I've got a reputation to uphold. And no, it is not my time of the month, so don't ask. It's my time of the day, or what used to be when I could sit down and write a really gritty, angry poem, one just seething with angst. But now I can't, because you make me too damn happy. Or should I say sappy, because I used to watch Face the Nation for international news and then The Daily Show for international hope turn out great political satire ripe with biting wit and sarcasm, but now I can't because I don't watch those shows anymore because you've got me watching the stars. And no, I don't mean Brad and Angelina, I mean those stars. You've got me watching them, thinking about whether you're watching the same ones as I am, and maybe that would make a good poem. And this is crap, like a slap across the face of my muse who's had to withstand so much abuse. She's threatened to leave my side, leave my mind. I try to tell her, please, it's just not a good time, but she leaves me with my pleas and really bad rhymes. And I can't do this anymore. I refuse to let my words sink to such levels of atrocity, refuse to submit to roses are red, violets are blue, my poetry sucks, and it's all thanks to you, but I rack my mind for moments that aren't ridiculous romanticisms and irrelevant metaphors, like dipping my hands and tongue into the paint can of my mind. I splatter gooey gobs of thought against the wall, watching as the rest of the world tries to make sense of my lovesick babble. They come with black Sharpies to connect the dots, forming man-made constellations for my nonsensical thoughts. And this has to stop, because speaking in abstract metaphors so that you think I have a more poetic view on the world than you is against my poetic ethics, which rhymes with ethnic, which incidentally is one more poem topic you have rendered useless, because I'm a Hapa, which means I'm of mixed blood, which means that I never fit inside a checkmark box. I always fall between the cracks, and I'm always writing about trying to find my culture or where I belong, but these poems have fallen to the wayside as I find I belong up against your chest, your arms around my back, eyes closed. I sit down to write a poem, and the only thing in my head is you. And I don't understand how you could be the worst thing that ever happened to my poetry if you're the best that ever happened to me.
Hi guys, I'm back. So that was Sarah Kay, and she was performing verse poetry, and yeah, she's one of my favorite spoken word poets, like I said. Moving on, so there is this Mexican show, and it is called Rebelde, which means rebellion or rebel or so. I think rebel. So I am obsessed with it thanks to my friend Xiomara. And so, and in this TV series, there are like 200 episodes or something, I'm not sure, and I am in the 56th one. Like, it's addiction. I keep watching it, like every even 10 minutes I have. It's like 40 minutes in total, but I skip some parts, like unnecessary parts. So usually I finish it in like 30 minutes. So moving on, there's this song in it that I really like. So I want to play it. Even though I don't understand what it is saying, I wish I knew Spanish. Maybe I'll learn it in the future. We'll see about that. And so I'm probably gonna mess this up, but let me just try it. Solo quedate en silencio. Let's see how Google Translate reads it. Yes, probably I messed it up.
Solo quedate en silencio, RBD.
Okay.
Solo quedate en silencio, RBD.
Solo
quédate en silencio, RBD.
Yeah, I'm not pronouncing that, but so I think it is just stay in silence or something like that. I'm not sure what does it mean, but I'll look up what does it mean and I'll explain it to you. But probably, I'm sure you guys know Spanish, but anyways, here is the song, guys. Enjoy.
Casi traen el vidrio, tío.
Despierto, me dices lo siento con una lágrima derramas.
Me abrazas, me hielo, me pides un beso y yo me quedo sin respirar.
Solo espero un momento, solo dime, no es cierto.
Solo quédate en silencio, 5 minutos, acaríciame un momento, ven junto a mí, te daré el último beso.
silencio. Acarícame un momento. Te daré el último beso. Guardaré mis sentimientos y me iré.
So I just looked up the translation. It means just stay in silence. Solo cuenta and so, okay, I'm not trying it. But moving on, it just basically talks about just like for example, like these are a couple lines that says just wait a minute, just tell me what isn't certain. Just stay in silence 5 minutes. It's interesting because I never guessed that it was about, like, I kind of remembered the title, but I didn't know the meaning of the song was this. So yeah, moving on. I really like that song. I really like that TV show. It's kind of stupid because it's such a teenage show, which is like the, like it's a high school like time, 15, they're like 15, 16 year olds, but they don't pretend like that. So yeah, it's interesting. But moving on, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm Dill and my show called Sometimes, and the phone number is 610-330-5316. I'm repeating, it's 610-330-5316. And our next song is gonna, by the way, I'm moving out of the topic because it's just like I felt like I shouldn't be talking more about it. Also, I realized that it's not ethical to talk about the, like, women and their comments, I feel like. So, but, like, in general, like, how I feel overall with the empathy is that it's okay to be, at least it's my excuse to be okay, to not, like, you can not, you don't have to be empathetic to every single person because you might be in this different levels of like depth of feelings or just like on different terms in the things that you have been experienced and went through, so which makes it harder to feel empathy for somebody else. But you should always like try to love other people, and loving kindness is really important. So yeah, that's just overall I want to talk about the topic, and I want to move on to a last song that's related to, like, not the last song of the show is continuing till midnight, but last song about the genre. And I think I'm gonna play Heal the World by Michael Jackson. So here's the song, guys. Enjoy.
Think about the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them, and think if they can make it a better place. Mm-hmm.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And this place is much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place. For you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you. There's a love that cannot lie. Love is strong, it only cares for joyful giving. If we try, we shall see. In this bliss we cannot feel, there are dreams to stop existing and start living. Then it feels that always love's enough, always growing.
For that you
do it for me,
for the world you live.
You do it for me.
Hey guys, so that was Heal the World, and I was just scrolling down on Facebook and I just saw the post about Prison Break. Like, I'm waiting about this since like a semester almost. I don't know, do you guys know the show The Prison Break? It was like three seasons in total, I think. And a new season is coming on April 4th. And I'm super really excited about it because it was the, like, for me still, it is the best show of all the times. And it's amazing. Like, I'm so excited to see how it is going to be like. And I can definitely say that I have never seen a better TV show after Prison Break. So, a TV series after Prison Break. So, I'm really excited about it. We'll see. And also, I am thinking about which song right now. I wanna play Cheers, Darling. Who was the singer? Let me see. Oh, it's Damon Rice. So I came across to this song a couple days ago, I think. I like it. It's a good song. I hope you guys will enjoy it. So here we go. Cheers, Darling by Damon Rice. Enjoy, everyone.
You hold I to shine.
So I'm back, and that was Cheers Darling by Damon Rice. And now we're gonna go to another Turkish song, and I really like this song too. It's like, I don't know why all the songs I listen are usually sad. Oh, by the way, like today I was looking at the old photos I just randomly found from like my high school year, senior year, and I realized that I didn't have bags under my eyes. And it now I have a really, really deep bags under my eyes, and it's worrying me. I'm like, what did I go through to have these bags? Like, I have like really like slightly visible ones, and now I have like huge ones, and like they're really purple, so I don't know what happened to me in 2 years. It's funny because like I thought IB was the hardest years of my life, like my junior and senior year, but maybe it's not about the hardest years, but more about where I am more happy. Because I remember this time that during Thanksgiving this year, I was traveling with a friend of mine, Ron. She's also a sophomore in Lafayette. And I was so happy that one day, like, we were just laughing and I was sitting in front of the mirror. And I turned and I realized that I did not have bags under my eyes. For like, they were, like, really, like, almost gone. And I was like, wow, that was maybe what I need, like, to be happy for a while. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm not as happy as I think I am. Anyways, moving on. This song is called Acıysa Yemek Olur Mu by Mehmet Erdem, which means, would it be possible to love pain? Yeah, would it be possible to love pain? So here we go. Enjoy, everyone.
Kalp alışır acı çekmelere, can dayanmaz yeni sevmelere, boşa yürek çekip aynı bana sorun, bir kim haklı? Sinmiyor. Sorarım aşk durumu.
Hey guys, I'm back. So that was Acı Sevmek Olur Mu by Mehmet Erdem, which means would it be possible to love pain? It was a Turkish song and one of the songs I really like, but I don't have that many chances to listen to. Moving on. I think I want to continue with another song that I just came across on my playlist. It is called Layla by Eric Clapton, but it says that it's 7 minutes long, so I don't know how will that go. And I may just cut the song if it's too long. We'll see about that, but for now, because I don't even remember the song, so, but if it's on my playlist, I'm sure it's a good one. So I know it sounds weird when I say that, but there are like 500 just English songs in my playlist, and there are like other languages, like French songs and like Spanish songs, and also like I have another completely different list of Turkish songs. So like that's why I don't remember every single song, because I'm keep adding more and new ones. So anyways, here is Layla by Eric Clapton. Enjoy, everyone.
Do when you get lonely, nobody's waiting by you.
Hey guys, I'm back. So that was Layla by Eric Clapton. I cut it in the 6 minutes and 20 seconds. I didn't wait till the 7 minutes are full. Just because, like, I think it's a great song, but I was like, okay, time's passing. I need to move on. Come on, come on, come on. So, yes, the next song I'm going to play is going to be from Theory Corporation. And the name of the song is... Okay, this is French, so I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right. But it's called Le Coeur.
Coeur.
Coeur. Le Coeur. Okay, like...
Coeur. Coeur.
Le Coeur. Okay, probably I'm messing that up. But if you know French, excuse my French. So, here is Le
Coeur.
Coeur by Theory Corporation. Enjoy, everyone! Hey guys, I'm back. So that was a French song and Le Coeur, oh, whatever. But the meaning of the name French name of the song means the heart in English. And I decided to end my show early tonight, like, because I'm kind of tired and I just want to go rest. And it was a long, long day. And I'm sure you guys are also tired, so I hope you all will have a lovely night. And let me know how did you like the show if you were listening. And send me a Facebook message, send me suggestions, criticism about the show. Thank you so much for listening and have a great night, everyone. You were listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. And my name is Dill, and my show called Sometimes, it's every Tuesday night from 10 till midnight. Have a great night, everyone.